analyzing stakeholder needs. Crucial to the first step in the above process is understanding the purpose of surveillance. In order to successfully do so, stakeholders and their needs must be accounted for. These stakeholders may be internal or external. No matter what type of project is being planned, that is surveillance plan development, quality improvement initiative, construction project, it is important to gather the input from a wide range of stakeholders. It is easy to underestimate the breadth of stakeholders that will be affected by a project. So let's define what a stakeholder is. Though some may consider a stakeholder someone who is affected by or that has influence on an activity or its outcome, we will expand that concept to also include a person or entity with an interest in an activity or project. As shared by Laura C. Levitin and Lori Melliker in Balancing Stakeholder Needs in the Evaluation of Healthcare Quality Improvement, the benefits of engaging a wider range of stakeholders are threefold. Ethical practice is better assured by better validating that all stakeholders and their concerns are considered. The project is more likely to be valuable, as it will do a better job of considering a wide range of perspectives and questions. The project is more likely to be successful by better attaining political buy-in and/or identifying areas of resistance in advance, so they can be planned for. Key point. It is important to remember that stakeholder needs may conflict with each other, which can have drastic impacts on the ability for a project to succeed and provide value to the stakeholder group in general. By engaging a wide range of stakeholders early, efforts can be undertaken to solve or manage these conflicts, leading to a greater success rate and attainable level of value. Managing these conflicts requires political skill and entails providing transparency regarding decisions that are made and the rationale behind them. Stakeholders' level of interest, attitude, ability to influence, and investment/benefit level for a given project may change over time. As such, they may simply require information, need to be actively involved in the project, or need to be involved only early on and then provided information at the end of the project. Using a stakeholder analysis template is a useful way to understand their needs, both those that they have stated and those that you have otherwise identified or assumed to exist. Exhibit 2-1 shares an example of a stakeholder analysis template, partially based on a template provided by the United States Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, HRQ. Note that this may be constructed vertically or horizontally. For display purposes, we have constructed the template vertically. Exhibit 2-1. Stakeholder Analysis Template. Source: Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. Note that as the project evolves and stakeholders' needs and attitudes shift, this document should be updated to capture the most current information. Additionally, though some of this information may be assumed, that is perceptions of attitudes toward the project. It is important to communicate and validate the factual requirements captured in this document with the applicable stakeholder. Once requirements from all stakeholders have been gathered and validated, it is useful to prioritize them. This can be done by weighted scoring or a system such as MOSCO, must have, should have, could have, won't have. No matter what method is used, make sure that the prioritization takes into account both the level of importance of the requirement to the stakeholder and the stakeholder's importance to the project. This may mean that a nice-to-have request from a stakeholder with approval power over the project may be rated higher than a must-have requirement from someone only tangentially involved or affected by the project.